Okay, I'll call the meeting to order 6:05 p.m. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Gino Di Giovanni,
Here.
Paul Denise,
Here.
Ray Sadlick, Albert Mizowitz,
Here.
David Kopchanski, Richard
Absent.
Bartholomew.
Here.
David Kopchanski, is he there?
He's absent.
Okay, Richard Bartholomew,
Here.
Aniello Di Malerba III,
Upset.
Joseph Soika.
Here.
Yeah, okay, so the record should reflect you have four regular members and one alternate present.
Okay. For the purpose of tonight's meeting, I'd like to seat Joyce Soika as acting member. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. We'll move on to number four, communications. I have none. Ryan, do you have any?
No.
Anyone else from the commission? Okay, we'll move on to number five, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? You could just unmute your mic, state your name, address for the record, please. Anyone from the public wish to speak?
Yeah, my name is Mark Garfalo. I'm the 95 Academy Hill Road town clerk. I see that this is a, special meeting, and you just met a couple of weeks ago, and nothing was mentioned at your last meeting. So I was just curious as to what the nature of this need for the special meeting was.
Okay. Anyone else from the public wish to speak?
And for, I'll continue if you're not going to answer, that's fine. So the other, so I just for the record, as clerk of this board, there was a whole host of communications that went on, and that left me off the communication. So it's not really professional and not common a courtesy for people working together in boards and commissions in the city. Most of the people initiating in the conversations know what the rules are. This project seems like a good project for the city, but it's clearly out of the ordinary to have a special meeting without a reason, especially, and then to not send the stuff to the members of the board until the later in the minutes of the whole thing. And keeping staff out of the conversation doesn't really help. It just stinks of politics, and it doesn't really have a keep a productive situation going on. So I note that for the record, and it also I just ask you to consider whatever. It's very unclear from the plan, the site plan, the signage that would be approved. If we don't know what that signage is and the size and so forth, I hope that it's not large signage for that road to keep in the context of the nature of the road. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Not hearing any, we'll close the public portion. We'll move on to number six, new business. 6A, Glitzy Twins LLC, doing business as Lucius and Company, 155 New Haven Avenue, site plan application for a hair salon. Discussion and possible action. Ryan?
I would recommend, Mr. Chair, that you allow the applicant and the owner to make a brief presentation about their application and then maybe turn it over to staff comments and commission comments.
Fair enough. Is the applicant here? If they are, they could just unmute your mic, say your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Liz Arendelle, joined with Jess Arendelle, my sister and business partner. Our current business address is 469 Howe Avenue in Shelton, and this is in reference to 155 New Haven Avenue in Derby.
Great,
Yeah.
thank you.
Hi, Gino. Dan Blisman, 155 New Haven Avenue. I'm the owner of 2 Mile LLC, owner of the property, and I'm at 30 Clark Street Extension, Derby.
Thank you. So do you does the applicant want to give a brief description on what their plans are and coming from their point of view and what your business entails?
Absolutely. So we are 12 years old. We have a location currently in New Canaan, as well as in Shelton. And our interest is relocating our Shelton business to Derby. We are about 15 chairs big. We employ 30 wonderful hairdressers throughout the Valley area. And this is a luxury high-end full-service salon that is currently servicing women from just about every part of the state, with the most traditional services like haircuts and hair color, all the way through to hair extension and replacement services.
Brian, do you want me to open it up to the commission now to ask some questions, or how do you?
Gino,
Yes.
if you don't mind, as the, I don't know, whatever I am, as far as the applicant is concerned, but as the owner too, and someone who's greatly participated with the whole site plans, revision and stuff, would you mind if I took this time to address Ryan's comments?
No, please go right ahead.
So just on his review comments, obviously you did see that we notified all the abutters that the meeting was going to be tonight. We went above and beyond. We notified everyone within 150 feet, including and individually all 100 and something condo owners that directly abut us. And as you saw the certificate of mailing, the site plan revision needs to be made from for comment number two, basically no problem. I have no problem amending the site plan for that as well as the other things. We showed 23 spaces between Buck and Blizzard on the lower lot. Per Ryan's comments, we should have shown 22 spaces, but just allotted differently. I'm happy to fix that in the parking table. I'm going to come back to number three last. The freestanding sign shown in the northern portion that references a variance, that should have been removed from the plan. That was from when this was submitted to you guys years ago from the previous owner, and they never ended up putting a sign there. There's no sign there. There's just a relic of a base from a sign, beyond the guardrail. And that is not a part of this application whatsoever at this time. As far as the wall signs shown on the plan, we can remove that if necessary. And they can apply for, put a separate application in for their sign with in accordance to, 195 69B, as far as size based on the frontage. That again was existing info on the plan from prior. I think that probably had to do largely with the size of the sign that was originally on there. And even I think when On Time was there, the sign wasn't quite that big. But our intention is definitely to comply with that. 195 69B. And then for the islands, if you see in this revision versus the one from September 15th that we submitted, we added a few landscape islands in between, like where there's funky shapes that you couldn't put parking spots. There's one on the I guess if you're looking at the drawing, Ryan's got it. So looking at the drawing this way, starting at the bottom right, there's a landscape island where he's pointing out right there. There's an existing light pole there. That's why we put that one in between the spaces. There's another one to the left of that at the end of the row. There's another one on the other end, on the upper end of the parking lot, between where there's two spaces and seven spaces. And then I think what Ryan was referring to is between the seven and four spaces, and then between those four spaces and the property line, doing something over there, which I'm certainly not opposed to. I would prefer if that was not included as a requirement for the approval of this application because we are looking to repave this lot as a part of this whole project. And if we can change the angle of the spaces in the future or when that happens, we'd like to kind of keep that open and not be required to put the landscaping islands there if we can gain parking there, which I think gaining parking is good for everybody and definitely a high priority of this board. I think that pretty much covers your comments, Ryan. I'm not sure if you have anything else that I forgot. Ryan?
Ryan, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. I was muted. So just to summarize for the members of the board, my comments. One had to do with the freestanding sign. Again, let me share my screen again. I'm sorry, I pulled it off to unmute myself. The freestanding sign that was shown in the plans up here with the variance required, that I think Dan has just stated that
We'll
that's
remove
not a
that.
part of the application. So I think we can disregard that. My suggestion over here for these parking areas was just, there seemed like an opportunity to add some additional landscaping. They are adding landscaping in front of the building that's not there today. Landscaping islands over here, here, and here, and then one to the north of the building. That all seems certainly positive. As Commissioner Denise noted when this application was received, it is a very large expanse of asphalt. So their parking demand is adequate based on the regulations. I did recommend that the parking demand or parking allotment shown for Blizzard and Buck to the rear of the building be modified to reflect how it was reviewed and approved by this commission. That's a relatively easy modification to the site plan, as is removing this freestanding sign, which is erroneous. And then lastly, they have some notes about wall-mounted signs, which I believe likely exceed the max allowed by the regulations. Typically, wall signs are reviewed on a staff level with the zoning enforcement officer on a separate permit. So I think if this application is to move forward, that it be conditioned with a couple modifications to change the site plan to reflect the Buck and Blizzard parking, to eliminate the freestanding sign, and to reflect the regulations regarding wall signs along the face of the building. And I'll leave it up to the commission as to whether or not the additional landscaping that I suggested is warranted, or based on Mr. Blisman's request that it be not be considered, given the fact that they've shown several other areas where they're pulling back the asphalt limits of asphalt to put in landscaping. That was it for me. We did receive an email this afternoon from the fire marshal, basically saying that he doesn't have any concerns related to the site plan. And beyond that, it's a permitted as of right use in the zone. It's not a special exception use like Blizzard and Buck were, so this is held under the normal practice of a site plan application, which has to be acted on within 65 days of receipt. So that's all I have. If anyone has any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, just any commission members have questions to direct them to the applicant.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. I'd like to we'll open it up to the full commission and if any members have any questions for the applicant, we can do so now. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, no, I agree with Ryan with the additional landscaping of the islands. I think Mr. Blitzman pointed out one in the far northwest corner. If that's not landscaped, I don't have an issue with that, but I'd like to see the other ones landscaped. If there's a repaving, the island could be, the curbing could be placed in there. That's my only comment. I do have a question for you, Ryan. When we conditionally approve a site plan and it requires revisions, How are those revisions filed? Are they filed electronically? Are they filed on a Mylar? And what's the time frame involved in that?
Well, in this case, any conditional approval that requires site plan modifications is supposed to be submitted by the applicant prior to any issuance of zoning certificates of compliance or a building permit. Now, in this case, I believe they're going to have to make some building modifications, so they certainly wouldn't be eligible for any zoning permits on the staff level or any sign-offs for a building permit application until these revisions are made. Now, I'll say this: I don't think what we've discussed at this meeting is a heavy lift, certainly for site modifications.
I'm more or less talking, you know, in terms of town practices. Now, that revised site plan, would that come in as a paper copy?
No, generally just electronic. Generally just
electronic. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's fairly simple for the applicant to do that.
I would think so.
Yeah, maybe, you know, the only other comment I would have is maybe give the applicant 30 days to do that. If he needs additional time, he can reappear before, just write a letter to the commission to do that. I think it's important that if we give an approval to a site plan, that it get recorded right away so that it's not forgotten what those conditions are or what those revisions are. And I, like I said, if there's a 30-day limit on that, and if the applicant needs more time, maybe he can't get the work done by his engineer or surveyor, he can always reapproach the board and get an extension. Or I make it 60 days. Make it 60 days. That's my only comment.
Okay.
Any other comments from any other commission members?
I just have a question for Liz.
Go ahead, Albert.
Liz, it looked like you were going to have maybe 13 employees per shift working at one time.
Approximately.
And then how many customers do you usually have in at that same time period? You know, at any one time?
Generally one-on-one, with the exception of there being two support staff members and then one to two leaders, depending on the peak of the shift. So generally speaking, it's 75% client-facing employees to 25% non-client-facing employees.
Okay, so then I kind of agree with Dan that you guys should save as much parking there, because it looks like you need more parking than it says per the regulations. And then I just want to make a comment in regards to what Mark brought up at the beginning of the meeting. It doesn't have anything really to do with the applicant, but the timeliness for getting the materials for your application is really not very helpful. We didn't receive them until today, more or less, the revisions.
I'd just like to point out that the revised site plan, just in fairness to the applicant, Al, was submitted last week, and that was shared with the commission. What I sent in today was a revised comment letter, because what I had sent you guys last week included a mistake on my part. And we did receive an email from the fire marshal basically saying essentially that there was that he had no comments about the site plan. So in terms of information submitted by the applicant, they submitted everything that you see before you last week. So if there was a mistake, it was mine, not theirs.
Okay. And I just said, you know, that's been a big sore point with the commission for a while now, and just bringing it up again.
Noted, Al.
You know, and we all do want business in Derby, and we certainly, this looks like a wonderful business to bring to that location. So
everything that was required for this meeting was submitted by Wednesday, and a lot of stuff on the website is actually timestamped received by Thursday of last week.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
If there are any other questions from anyone from the commission, if there is not, I had Ryan draft up a motion. If Ryan can read that.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair. I think based on the discussion with the commission, I'll probably just not include item 3C in my draft. That entailed the additional landscaping areas on the north side of the parking lot that I think Commissioner Denise and Commissioner Mizowitz both said they didn't think was warranted. So with that, and I'll also add a note per Paul's discussion or Paul's comments, Commissioner Denise, that the site plan be revised within 60 days of approval. So anyway, with that in mind, I'll read what I've got. So dated City Derby Planning and Zoning Commission, dated September 30th, 2025, application Glitzy Twins LLC doing business as Luscious and Company, proposed salon 155 New Haven Avenue. Application for site plan approval, Assessor's Map 6-4, Lot 42. Motion, following review of the plans and supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves the site plan application for Glitzy Twins LLC, doing business as Luscious and Company, on property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 6-4, Lot 42, subject to the following conditions. And I say this approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted in support of this application, and that's items 1 through 8, which I won't read out loud, with the following stipulated conditions. One, any modifications to the above mentioned drawings shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review and action if necessary. Two, a proposed freestanding sign shall not be included as part of this approval. A subsequent site plan application to the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission with information required in Section 195-34T of the zoning regulations shall be provided to the Commission prior to the installation of any new freestanding sign. Three, the site plan shall be revised within 60 days of this approval to show the following. I'm making my notes here. Hold on. To show the following: A, parking for Buck Electric and Blizzard Mechanical with 18 required spaces for Blizzard Mechanical and a minimum of 4 spaces for Buck Electric per their approval. B, the area of wall signs shall not exceed the maximum allowable wall sign area for buildings within 100 feet of the street line per section 195-69.B.1, subsection A, subsection 1 of the zoning regulations. And that is the motion, Mr. Chair, or that is the draft. If anyone in the commission wishes to make that in the form of a motion, you can proceed.
Okay. Just for the record, Raymond just texted me, can't unmute himself, but he came on the meeting at 6:07. So Raymond is here for that. So I just wanted to make a note. Does somebody want to put that in the form of a motion for me, please?
Like to make a motion to accept.
Okay. Albert, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Joe, any other discussion?
Would that be a motion to approve, Al?
Yes. Al, that's a motion to approve, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, and for the record, Raymond,
sorry, was there a second on that motion?
Yes, Joe Soika.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome.
I don't know, Mr. Chair, if we caught everybody. I think maybe a roll call, especially considering that Ray is having difficulty. Just want to make sure we got everyone.
Yep, let's do it that way so it's official. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Gino DiGiovanni?
Aye.
Joseph Soika?
Aye.
Richard Bartholomew?
Aye.
Excuse me. Albert Mizowitz?
Aye.
And Paul Denise.
Aye.
Okay, so you have 5 voters in favor.
Okay, yep. If Ray can't say aye in any fashion.
He's texting me right now. He's an aye.
Mm.
I could screenshot it and send it to so we can put it in the record with the timestamp to make it official. Yeah.
I don't see him trying to get in the meeting, so.
Well, maybe we should just have him as abstain, Mr. Chair. Just that way, it's a 5-0-1 would be an
approval. Yeah, he's the one that's on his phone as the caller, but it's okay. It's okay. We don't need to. So everybody was in favor anyway, right? So.
Yeah, yeah. If that's his phone, if he wants to unmute, he could do *6 to unmute.
Oh, *6. Okay.
If he's on his phone, but it looks like everybody's on a computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there right. You go.
Mr. Chairman?
Raymond, yes, what is your vote, Raymond? Could you say it for
I vote verbal? Affirmative. I'm a yes vote.
Perfect. Thank you so much. *6. Okay. So the motion 6A with the motion passes. We'll move on to number 7, adjournment. Can I get a motion?
I'll make it. Okay. Adjourned.
Rick. Seconded by Joe. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your time. And thanks. We will see you at the regular scheduled meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
Good luck.
Thank you, everybody.